be Jesus Christ, and blessed be the Virgin Mary, our Mother. Amen. Saint André Bessette, called Brother André, and since his canonization, Saint André of Montreal, is the first saint from Canada, the greatest devotee of Saint Joseph, the one who has built the great basilica or oratory of Saint Joseph in Montreal, in honor of the saint, which has the largest dome in the world after the Vatican Church. During his life and after his death, he performed thousands of extraordinary healings, many of them miraculous. He is the saint of Montreal, since most of his life was spent in the city. He advised everyone to practice devotion to Saint Joseph and asked them to pray to him, to make novenas and processions in his honor. He advised the sick to rub themselves with a medal of Saint Joseph and with oil that he had burned in a lamp before the image of Saint Joseph. Brother André became famous in Canada and the United States, from where visitors came every day to ask for his healing for many years. His life is a source of supernatural light for our dormant or perhaps dull faith that believes little in the supernatural. He was regarded by many as a crazy charlatan, but the cures were clear evidence of the efficacy of his methods. May his faith and his life, dedicated to God and to others, be a blast of light and love, so our faith ignites, and we can shout to the whole world, God exists and there are still miracles. The oil for healing was used by the apostles. The gospel in Mark chapter 6, verse 13 says, "And they cast out many devils and anointed many sick people with oil and cured them." The apostle James says in his letter, "Are any of you sick? Call the priests of the church and they must anoint the sick person with oil in the name of the Lord and pray over him. The prayer of faith will save the sick person, and the Lord will raise him up again, and if he has committed any sins, he will be forgiven." The founder of the Congregation of the Holy Cross, Father Emilio Moreau, had a lay friend, Leon Dupont, called the Holy Man of Tours in France, whose cause for beatification has been introduced and who is currently Venerable Leo Dupont, who advised taking oil from the lamp that shone in front of an image of the Holy Face, and with it he rubbed the sick and many were cured. One day, a postulant for a religious of the Holy Cross became seriously ill and feared for her life, as she was already unconscious. Father Kilroy from the Holy Cross Congregation gave the sisters the oil that he had received from Venerable Leo Dupont. They rubbed the back of the sick woman, and to everyone's surprise, she opened her eyes and began to speak. This complete cure happened in 1851, and Brother André must have known it. A bishop said one day, "He says to some sick people, they are already cured, and that's what happened. He advises others to pray to Saint Joseph and do novenas. For others, he rubbed himself with the medal of Saint Joseph, or the oil of Saint Joseph. And to others, he said, I am going to pray for you." Why this difference? Saint André Bessette replied, "Sometimes it is very easy to see." Were they simple inspirations, or did his guardian angel or Saint Joseph tell him these things? When he rubbed a sick person, he did not use a medal of Saint Joseph. Brother André did it with his hand on their clothes and said that it produced the same effect. He rubbed hard and sometimes for half an hour or an hour, even for several days. He never rubbed with the oil of St. Joseph directly touching the body of the sick person. He rubbed with the medal of St. Joseph or without the medal of St. Joseph on the clothes, on the modest parts of the body. Thousands of extraordinary healings were reported each year, many of which were true miracles. Let's see some cases from the testimonies of the canonization process of St. André Bessette. Jose Pichette assures, "Brother André told me that a young man with tuberculosis had pleurisy and had undergone an operation on his ribs, putting a tube in him so that the pus came out. The tube fell into his lung one day, and another operation had to be done to remove the tube. In the end, the doctor advised him to go to the mountains of Switzerland, which would be the only place where he could live. But Brother André went to visit him and stayed with him for 3 weeks. And Brother André rubbed him for an hour and a half every day. Finally, Brother André phoned the doctor of the young man to examine him again. After the examination, Dr. Dufresne claimed that not only had the sore and lung healed, but there were no signs of the rib operation. Azarias Claude says, Brother André once went to Howick to visit Dr. Pautinaud's wife, who had an arm in bad condition. Brother André asked her to make several movements, and she was able to do them without difficulty because it was cured. Then Brother André asked Dr. Pautinaud if he had any sick people that he could not cure, and the doctor took Brother André to the home of a Protestant. When Brother André arrived, he asked the Protestant if he believed in God and if he believed that God could heal him. When the Protestant answered yes, Saint André Bassett ordered the sick man to get up and walk, which he did, although at first with a little difficulty. He was cured. Mr. Pichette affirms, I have witnessed a miracle of Brother André. He had told a sick man that arrived on a stretcher, walk, and Brother André went to the presbytery without worrying about the sick man. Then the sick man walked. He was cured. Among the people present, there was a great commotion, but Brother André was no longer there. Adelardo Fabre tells us, I was a witness to the following case. A lady in her 40s was brought by two men. The driver of the car that had brought her was carrying her two crutches. That woman spent half an hour in St. André Bassett's office, and I saw her leave without the crutches and help of anyone. Brother André was behind her, and I heard him say, Don't be afraid, walk. I saw her. The driver of the car told me that this woman's legs were as if they were dead, and that she had not walked for the last 4 years. The driver was so excited that he assured me that he wouldn't be able to drive right away until the excitement wore off. He regretted not having brought her before to St. André Bassett because she was poor, and she insisted so much that after 3 months, he brought her to the oratory. Dr. Lamy, who was Brother André's personal physician, declared, In 1927 or 1928, I had suffered in my throat for 3 days and was at home with a fever, having all the symptoms of tonsillitis. My wife called Dr. Georges Badeau, and he found the case serious, consulting with Dr. Paul Gauthier, who did some laboratory tests, thinking it was diphtheria. Brother André came to my house to visit me. I did not suspect the seriousness of my illness, and the brother told me that everything would be fine. Then he started rubbing my throat for 10 minutes. He had only been home for a quarter of an hour, and he left me encouraged. I had an excellent night. I woke up at 5 or 6 in the morning the next day and felt the need to spit to clear my airway. I found that I was shedding membranes that made me think of diphtheria. However, I felt fine and fever-free. Dr. Badeau came to see me, examined my throat, and was surprised that it was clean and well. Then he showed me the report from the laboratory where the existence of the diphtheria bacillus was pointed out, and he advised to immunize everyone in the house, which I did myself. This healing was extraordinary, especially without taking medication. Moises Robert gave the following testimony. The day after the delivery, my wife was paralyzed. I went to her bedside at the Hospital of the Sisters of Mercy in Montreal. When I arrived, the chaplain was giving her the anointing of the sick. I began to pray with those present. Later, someone called on behalf of Brother André to find out how my wife was doing, and saying that Brother André would come to visit her at 11 o'clock. Saint André Bassett, or Brother André, arrived at 11 o'clock and told me, rub her head hard, and he repeated to me 2 or 3 times, stronger. The rub lasted about 7 or 8 minutes. Then Brother André told me, enough. She is going to sleep all night, and tomorrow she will talk like everyone else. Go to the 7 o'clock mass tomorrow at the oratory, and then come to see me. In the morning, I found out about my wife's condition, and the nurse told me that she had woken up and she was fatigued. I went to see my wife to tell her that I was going to the oratory for mass. After mass, Brother André asked me to take him to Roxton Pound, 50 miles from Montreal. I felt bad about this request, but later I thought that if Brother André asked me, I should accept. Before traveling, Brother André told me, we are going to the hospital to ask your wife's permission. My wife encouraged me by saying, this trip will do you good. We went to Roxton Pound and returned at 2 in the morning. We stopped at the hospital and were informed that my wife was doing very well. My wife was improving, and after 15 days, she left the hospital. I consider this healing as extraordinary. Praise be Jesus Christ, and blessed be the Virgin Mary, our Mother. Amen.